waiting on the fall. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We just need people's compassion and help.
Lauderdale County farmer Rob Revere says most of his farm and everyone else's in the county is still underwater, and it looks as though that will continue for several more days now. Besides waiting on the waters to recede, farmers and other landowners are waiting on a disaster declaration.
It's a fact that 52% of Lauderdale County is under floodwater. Now, I'm talking about the Mississippi River floodwater and the Obion and Forkadeer River floodwater. But we haven't been declared a disaster area. Now, I don't know. I mean, Dyer County has, and Tipton County has already been declared a disaster area. But I don't understand why Lauderdale County, with 52% of our land underwater, we haven't been declared a disaster area.
And the governor has requested that disaster designation for Lauderdale County and many others in West Tennessee that have been hit by this flood that will most likely surpass the record set in 1937. The Farm Service Agency State Director Gene Davidson was touring the area last week and feels it's just a matter of time before the declaration is approved in Washington.
We are available. We do have a local office here, and which most of the farmers are familiar with, and they go there for assistance. We in the state office and also in Washington will render them any assistance or whatever is necessary to help them try to assist people overcome this great obstacle or this great tragedy that's happened to them.
All of my land and my houses are underwater in the bottom. My cattle operation is out in, we call it in the hills. They're doing fine, but we just need some help.
The historic flooding of 2011 along the Mississippi continues. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.